I found the perfect career. It's the most creative science and the most scientific art that there is, or at least that there was back in the 70s when I was looking for a career.
That was when Carol Shalton graduated from UC Davis with a degree in fermentation science, one of the first women to do so. Today, after 3 decades in the business, she owns and runs Carol Shalton Wines in Santa Rosa, which she launched back in 2000. But her science-based background, unusual when Shalton was getting started, is now essential for women hoping to find a place in California's wine industry, says researcher Lucia Gilbert, a professor at Santa Clara University.
You need to have a scientific mind, and you need to know how to apply that. In the past, many people just learned from their family, and there are people who are from their family, but they've all gone to school as well. So that's much more critical now, understanding chemistry, understanding biology or biochemistry. All of these people felt that it was very important.
And education alone is not enough. Gilbert sees other essential qualities as key components for success in the wine business.
Persistence and vision, the self-confidence is key because you're making a lot of decisions. They are successful as winemakers and not as women winemakers.
Carol Shalton contends that her gender is an asset as well.
I think women have a better palate. There's more taste buds per square inch. That's been documented. We have less muscle cells per square inch. That's also been documented. Hence, less cellar work. But you can learn your body mechanics and get over that. We have a more nurturing nature, which means we take more care with the wine. And women are better at multitasking and following up with details in general. I think women are better at this job, and people are slowly starting to realize that.
That's a change, however. When winemaker Mary Edwards was getting started, she found consulting offered a more accessible path into the industry.
It certainly never hurt me as a consultant to be a woman. That was never even an issue. The small family wineries where I interviewed, it was more of a problem that perhaps the spouse of the owner really didn't want a young woman working with her husband. And this is a common problem for women. Women often don't support other women. And so I ended up consulting for a lot of male-dominated companies, and they didn't seem to have a problem.
Later, when she was able to establish her own Mary Edwards Winery, she took her employment experience to heart.
We have to live our lives by example, and that's the best thing you can do for other women. We've had lots of women interns. Typically, we have at least half. This year, we actually had more women than we had men, and it's basically just who are the best people to do the job.
There are more potential positions for women winemakers today, even as competition for those jobs has intensified. But starting a new winery is still something few women attempt, says Carol Shalton.
In this county, even, Mary was one of the few pathfinders. There were very few women winemakers that started on their own. I think women are much more accepted in the cellar. I see a lot of interns in cellars. I see a lot of assistant winemakers and winemakers in there. But getting your neck out there and owning your own isn't so common still.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.